attention. You are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those.
In my shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, black busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper, crank it to 11, blow another speaker and I ain't got much to lose.
Definitely have seen better days, that is for sure. Have you seen better days?
It was Citizen King, because I know everybody would know who that group is.
I know Citizen Kane.
No, Citizen King. Another obscure, zippy flashback song that's appropriate for this fucking year. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for October 13th.
2020.
Yeah, it's still that year. Citizen Kane. That came out when you were really young, though.
That's Sublime that I played there. I don't know. Maybe Citizen Kane's got a version of it, too.
Oh, but. No. Yeah, you're right. That was Sublime. That's right, because I went and looked up Sublime's version because Citizen Kane's version sucked. Never mind.
That's all right.
It was 2 weeks ago. I forgot. I'm old.
You're good.
Sorry we didn't have a show last week. It's all CB's fault.
Bullshit.
It is his fault.
How is it his fault?
I would have never taken the Shingrix vaccine if he hadn't been in all kinds of pain a few months ago with the shingles. And I took the Shingrix vaccine. I got sick as a mother effer.
I don't. I CB, you hear this. He's blaming you for him being a wuss last week and not sucking it up and not doing a radio show.
I had a fever, man.
I guess CB's not. He's there. Wait
a minute. I finally unmuted. Thought I was unmuted. Nobody heard anything I said. God damn it.
We heard the double mute thing.
Okay.
If I double mute, am I live? Yes, you were right during the commercial.
Yeah, they'll get in the whole room.
Oh, no, we don't play commercials. We own the network now.
Yeah.
Screw the
commercial. Well, I pressed the mute button on my headphones, and I pressed the mute button on Skype like you told me to, so I didn't know if that was like locking the door twice, turning the key one way and then turning it back.
We'll have to practice next week because...
Yeah, we've only been doing it 10 years. We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, but I never used that mute button on the Skype thing. I didn't even know it was there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the little microphone means, huh?
Yeah, that's what the little microphone means.
Oh,
that's like your cough button. You know, you have to cough the middle of the show. You hit that one.
No, I just go.
Or if you're going to do a really big fart, you hit that one because you never know. It could be loud.
Don't trust them. Not at my age. You don't trust a fart.
No, I stopped and took a leak on the way back to do the show because I figured the old adage, once you get a certain age, never pass the bathroom.
You got that right.
So I did it.
You told me you did that to me when we went to the game.
Yeah,
when we were leaving.
Never.
You pointed out the bathroom to me.
You know,
said,
I just
don't pass it.
I just realized now why all the old people at work are grumpy because my bathrooms are closed and they all have to go by and they can't go take a leak. That explains it because our bathrooms were not open to the public.
They come to go to the bathroom.
We don't let them. Fuck. All right.
I don't go anywhere. There's no bathroom. Doesn't happen.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to shit your pants, I'm going to let you use the bathroom. I'm not, because I am definitely not going to clean shit up all over the lobby floor. But I mean, if you come up to me, you know, like some punk, and say, hey, can I go take a leak? Guess what? No, you're not taking a leak. Bathroom's closed.
Guess what happens?
What?
In 5 days, I will go do something I haven't done in 7.5 months.
Have sex?
Go out in public.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to a football game.
Oh my God. Are you going to wear a mask?
Yeah, you have to. It'll be me and eight or 9,000 of my closest friends in a 64,000 seat stadium.
Yeah. You can wave.
So I told you to watch TV, man. The odds of me getting on TV are much better.
Yeah. I know. About 8,000 to one.
Yeah.
Do they really now? I you guys know that the business that I work at for my big boy job, I mean, we're yes. an extremely busy place. Okay.
Extremely.
I mean,
is playing it down.
Right. I mean,
it's
we're under
how much business you guys right. do.
And we're under one of these yellow zone things where everyone's supposed to stay home and our local government's telling everyone to stay home and blah, blah, blah. And here's my thing, because I'm going to tie it to your football thing with going to the stadium. Yes. I saw this weekend the people not heed this warning to stay home. I mean, these people just flooded to my place like it was business as usual. There's no COVID going on. I mean, they wore their masks. Right. Some of them, but, you know, and I know in a couple of weeks, in 10 to 14 days, there's going to be a huge outbreak of COVID, because not just from my place, but everybody over Columbus Day weekend that decided to, you know, party and have their last hurrah and go out and pumpkin and apple pick and, you know. But don't you think, even though it's a 64,000 capacity stadium and they're still only putting 8,000 people in there, it's still like putting, you know, it's still, there's too many people. I mean, there's still going to be too much contamination. And I'm telling you. Yes, because you guys are all going to be still using the same hallways, and you're all still going to be using the same, you know, bathrooms. I mean, it's still
you got to wash your hands.
I'm telling you, you're going to see after you come back from that football game that there is going to be 10 to 14 days later, a ton of people that went to that football game are going to come down with it.
We haven't heard about that in this.
Yeah, we haven't. Kansas City has had fans.
And
Miami have both had fans.
How long is
more
this
than
been?
2 weeks ago?
Okay.
That first game of the year, they had people in.
It has
Miami and Kansas City.
The teams.
I just
have
don't
had
see problems. How it's. Well, yeah.
Tennessee,
I know that.
One of the teams that was playing tonight, they've got like, I think it's a total of 40 people that have tested positive for COVID.
In their organization.
Yeah. It's like 16 players and 24 of the support staff.
And they still picked Buffalo Saturday.
I know. That's embarrassing.
Tuesday night football.
We
moved the show to Tuesday so that CB
tonight.
And I can actually pay attention.
You're still
and not watching.
Football.
Not be watching.
I paid attention anyway.
I don't know. I just, I think any of these places.
Yeah, because you only have to respond with big words to crap I say. I got to go through the show.
That's fine.
I can't watch. Plus, then I'm 20 seconds behind you on ESPN all the time. So
a different network.
Then you go woohoo, and I'm like, "What do you mean? What? They're in the huddle. What the hell is he woohooing?"
Or I woohoo and absolutely nothing happens, which is even funnier.
The cool thing for tonight's game, it was on CBS, and I have that CBS All Access thing for $10 a month, so I don't have to watch commercials. It's $5 a month if you want to watch commercials, but their commercials are boring. It's the same damn thing.
They're commercials.
Oh, my God. But it's the same two, three commercials over.
It is.
I watched it with commercials for about 3 days, and I said, screw this. I'll spring for the other $4. But I was watching that Star Trek Discovery thing and stuff. But since I have it, because I can't get DirecTV on my computer because I'm not on Wi-Fi. My computer is hardwired. Yeah, for the show, and you can't get DirecTV unless you're on Wi-Fi.
So you unplug the back of your computer and go on
just
Wi-Fi.
Flip the switch.
It's simple.
I can't.
You reach around the back of the laptop and you unplug the cord.
I don't have a laptop.
Your desktop.
I have a giant Alienware desktop.
You just reach behind and unplug your Ethernet cord. Boom. You're now wireless. Don't do it now, but.
No, do it now. Do it now.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's
I couldn't
right.
help myself.
We wanted to start tonight's show with an election story. It's one
election?
You want. It's not a boring election story. It's a fun election story. It's one you won't see on Fox. But we liked it.
We like everything.
Even though they're telling everybody not to vote for Trump, but that's okay. In Atlanta, a producer, a TV producer, decided that we should do something for the black community. George Floyd, blah, 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 all that crap. You know, the reason nobody's watching NBA anymore. To get people to go out and vote. And I do like their approach. They used Atlanta exotic dancers. and they called awesome. Little commercial vignette thing they did. Get your booty to the poll. It's a public service announcement. And it's a damn shame we don't have video for the show.
I know. Yeah. They were nice looking ladies.
They are attractive young ladies. So this lady, Angela Barnes, she directed this thing, and she's wondering why she had to come up with this idea first, but hey, she did. She said, it's killing me. Someone hasn't done this before. Like, why? It's like, shut up. You did it right. You know, you're out there. You're going to be famous for this. Hell, you're on CNN. Of course, CNN will do anything if it's anti-Trump, so it doesn't matter to them. It was easy to figure out, and she has no backgrounds in politics or marketing, but why is it so viral? It's viral because black people are ignored and taken for granted. Yes, that's why they should vote for Trump, you dumb bitch. Anyway.
Well, no, it's viral because it's a bunch of strippers dancing around. Even I knew that.
Part of it.
No, but the part where she says black people are ignored and taken for granted. Which is so many black people are voting for Trump. Trump is still over 20% in the polls with African Americans, which I think is quite impressive. It's got a catchy song composed by Steve G. Lover and produced by Chemist. Yeah, like I know who they are. And it's called Get Your Booty to the Poll.
Who are these people? I don't know.
This lady's an Atlanta-based TV director, and the idea came to her and some friends were talking about what they could do in the wake of the death of George Floyd and coronavirus. So they decided to do this. They want to get some people who would share on their own without them having to pay. And it's informative. And it's like, I want to be in Atlanta. And I know it's about Atlanta. But the Magic City dancer saying, get your booty to the pole kind of works.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's probably one of the more effective get out the vote.
Coy Malone's one of the dancers, and she ad-libbed a line. She says, but you talking about, oh, they going to pick who they going to pick, shawty. And that got a big thumbs up for the use of the slang shawty, which is total Atlanta speak. Well, you know, I guess it was shawty was Atlanta speak when what's his name was famous, Nelly. A rapper from Atlanta, but I mean, that was 15 years ago, man. Everybody knows what shawty is now.
I didn't.
It's your short leg.
Okay.
All right. You know, I
call it shawty. It ain't as long as the other two, unless your name is Brent.
Wow. Hey, I had a conversation today with a kid that works with me that. He's 18. He's able to vote. You know, this is his first year voting. And, you know, we were chit-chatting about, you know, who you're voting for. And he kind of surprised me. And he says, I'm not going to vote. And I said, well, how come? I says, you know, it's your thing to vote. You know, and he said, because I don't understand all the politics. I don't understand everything. And I don't want to go and vote and just vote. And I think that's important. I think the kid's kind of on the side.
We can't.
Well, but. Still, I don't think that, you know, we're trying to push all these people to vote by doing, you know, like what this guy is doing with his song or these people are doing with their song, trying to get people to go vote. But I don't think the answer is just to get people to just go vote. I mean, no. people need to vote, but they need to know what they're voting for and who they're voting for and what
or against.
Exactly. You can't just it's not about just go vote and just push down buttons. It's go vote and know what you're voting for. And I commended the kid. I said, you know, as much as you should go vote, I'm glad you're not going to just go vote and push down buttons, not knowing what you're doing and maybe affecting somebody else's life down the road because you just don't know what you're doing. I said, yeah, that actually is commendable. And I
well,
think
let me
that
ask
should...
you a question. In Massachusetts, we have ballot questions. That they can use to pass laws in our state. Do they have the same thing in New York?
Yep. New York does the same thing. Yep, absolutely.
So you have ballot questions on your 2020 ballot coming up?
To be honest with you, I don't know until I have not looked or paid attention.
We do.
Because we have
finish up. Go ahead.
No, I said we have two ballot questions, which are relatively easy to understand. Okay. One of them is called Right to Repair, and it's to stop the automobile manufacturers from restricting access to the computer data in your car.
Okay.
They want to restrict it, and this question would allow all automobile mechanics to read the computer information in your car.
That seems like a reasonable request.
Well, unless you're, run the service manager for the local Ford, then it's not a reasonable request.
Right. I gotcha.
And the other one is for ranked choice voting, which is a little more complicated, but it's not that.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Whether you agree or disagree, I mean, it's relatively easy to understand. So even if he doesn't know the people that are involved, the ability to, vote on these particular questions would probably be relatively simple.
And you're correct. I mean, there is cases like, for instance, maybe you should just go vote and do those things, or just vote your local things if you don't understand the politics behind the major elections. But don't just go push buttons. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Just don't go vote because somebody, sang a catchy song and told you to go vote and you just walk in and push buttons. I mean, if you're going to vote, go vote with a reason, go vote with a passion and vote for real, not just don't push buttons.
Well, 4 years ago, Florida had like 9 or 10, 11 ballot questions. It was a shitload. One of them was to restore voting rights to felons. And nobody thought that would pass. But as you probably know, at least CB would, because I know he follows this shit like an asshole like I do. Yes, almost always wins on these things. And that passed. It didn't pass by much, but it passed. So the legislature in Florida immediately jumped into action saying, okay, well, the people have spoken, but we're passing a law that says they get their voting rights restored once they've paid all their fines and stuff from their convictions. So then Bloomberg...
In other words, instituting a poll tax.
Yes. Yeah, so Bloomberg comes down here and Bloomberg starts paying off fines and stuff for convicted felons who are out so that they can vote. But he was only paying them for black felons. And he got in all kinds of trouble for that because that's obviously racist. He's assuming that black people are going to vote for Biden, which is what he wants. And white people ain't getting in. Some Hispanic people he was paying, but mostly black. And if he had seen the 30,000 car caravan for Trump in Miami the other day, he probably wouldn't spend any money on Hispanics. Because Trump is way up with Hispanics this year. But be that as it may, on this year's ballot, which I got a copy of a week or two ago, we start voting next Tuesday in Florida. One of the questions on the ballot was, all ballot questions have to be passed by the voters twice before they go into effect. They got burned on the felon thing, so... They're trying like hell to get out of it. I really think if you're convicted of a violent felony, you should never get your voting rights back. But
what if you serve your debt to society?
Well, if your debt
society defines that, because you did A, you're going to be in jail for B amount of years. So you do your time and you're done.
You should. Yep. If you've served your debt to society and what they charge you with, you should be able.
You are now a citizen again.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, still can't buy a gun. There's a lot of things you still can't do once you're convicted felon.
And you can't get a job in
a bank.
You're right. But you should be able to have a fresh start if you've paid your debt to society.
If you've
murdered somebody, you maybe shouldn't be able to get a gun. But
I think if you
people get out that have murdered people.
Oh yeah,
they get convicted of manslaughter. But I mean, if you're convicted of manslaughter, rape, sex with a minor, something like that, I think you've given up all rights forever. That's just me. Maybe I'm a little hardcore, but. I still didn't like Biden's law in 1994. Speaking of Biden, how does Biden feel about race relations with the strippers in Atlanta?
You see, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Well, there you go. Some black woman can stack the grocery shelf, so he was able to stay in his home.
Well, that's good.
I know it's hard to hear him because he's got two masks on. Did you see him the other day? He had two friggin' masks on. Two masks.
He doesn't want to catch the COVID. You know, I can't believe they canceled the debate over this COVID.
Well, Trump wasn't going to do a debate over the internet.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. And
why would Biden not meet face to face? I mean, come on.
Biden is such a puss. That's why anybody who thinks the left isn't just gonna run roughshod over him, Antifa, George Soros, Black Lives Matter, Harris, they're gonna be calling the shots. This man doesn't even know what state he's in most of the time. How's he gonna do it? Any decisions made after 3 p.m. won't be his.
Any decisions made after 9 a.m. won't be his.
He's a sundown.
What are you talking about?
Once you get close to dusk, and in the wintertime, that comes early, 4:30, 5 o'clock, he's gone. You know, early onset dementia, and for him, it's not so early. But, you know, these people have problems. Once the sun starts going down, they lose their shit. You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, you need a president who can stay awake and have some energy and stuff like that, even though he is an asshole on Twitter.
Well, that's why if he wins, if Biden does win, that he's not going to be the president for long. It'll be
So. Well, Nancy Pelosi ran that thing about the 25th Amendment the other day. That had nothing to do with getting rid of Trump. The news media spun it that way because they'll take anything negative about Trump and run it. But the reason she was putting in this commission to study removing a president under the 25th Amendment, because you need 3/4 of a vote from the House and the Senate to do it. It's easier if the cabinet does it. You need 3/4 of a vote from the cabinet. That's only 22 people, not 435. But she did that so that they can remove Biden. That's what the hell she's doing it for. She's doing it to appease the far left. So screw all these people. But get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty.
But know what you're doing, please.
Yeah. Now we got a COVID story here we want to follow up with. We got election story and a COVID story.
We've had COVID stories for 7 months. What the fuck?
But in the same vein as the last.
Now we got one.
This isn't a depressing story.
Okay.
This is a story that will make DJ Slim happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. I hope this is true.
Mind-altering THC chemical in cannabis can help prevent and treat deadly COVID-19 complications by blocking harmful immune responses, research shows. University of South Carolina researchers. Whereas if you remember Live PD, you get busted in South Carolina with weed, you're in trouble.
But you're not sick.
But at the University of South Carolina, they can do all this research.
Okay,
it prevents a harmful immune response that causes acute respiratory distress syndrome. Now, you would think if you're smoking weed, that wouldn't help your lungs. But apparently it does.
Pushes everything else out.
It's a form of lung failure. And if you got it, it's fatal in a lot of COVID patients.
Hey, there's a lot of reasons people say that marijuana has actually been illegal by the government. And it's because of its medicinal uses, and they weren't able to tax it.
Further facts and evidence to back up your point. Researchers performed 3 studies in which mice were given a toxin that triggers the immune response that causes the ARDS, the acute respiratory distress syndrome. All the mice who received THC survived. Those that did not, all died.
There you go. That's enough for me.
Are you a man or a mouse?
Fire up a bowl. You could be getting COVID over the air here.
Fuck. Hey, we're social distance. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are really social distance.
Yeah. What am I, 1,300 miles away from you? About the same amount from CB, too.
I have seen other... This isn't the first time I've seen this this study... You know, come down. There's been a couple other ones about this using, you know, THC. People that smoke marijuana are less likely to get COVID. And you made a good point. You would think people who smoke that their lungs would be, you know, shot and it'd be easy to get an upper respiratory infection. But again, marijuana, it's been illegal, and a lot of conspiracy theorists say because of its medicinal purposes, and that's why these states are now using it in a lot of medical things, because it does have, it has great purposes. I mean, look at what it does for people with seizures. You've seen it on Facebook. I mean, everybody's seen what it's done on Facebook to these kids.
I give my dog CBD oil. It calms his ass down.
And CBD oil is great, but marijuana is. It's like taking.
Yeah, I don't see any point in CBD. My doctor asked me if I wanted to. He asked me if I should want to take CBD oil because of my spinal cord problem.
No, CBD.
And I said no. And he says, "Why?" I said, "Because when it really hurts, I need the buzz."
Right.
And he goes, "Exactly. Oh, you want a medical marijuana card?" I said, "No, I don't want that either."
You do though, but see, CBD is the aspirin, where weed is the Vicodin, and that's that's the correlation. I mean, if you're using CBD, I mean, it's gonna help a little.
You know what? What?
What the hell got into Slim tonight? He's making sense and shit.
Oh, it's
I don't know. I'm playing Angry Birds.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
Sorry.
That's okay. Every single mouse they gave the lung infection to that didn't get weed croaked.
Smoke it up, buddy. I wish I had the bong song or the bong sound on the soundboard, but I don't. So.
We have to put it back on.
Yeah, someday.
Well, how many spots do you have for sounds on your soundboard?
As many as I want, but I don't know why it's not there, to be honest with you. I thought it was.
Probably you lost it.
Probably.
How many do you have on there?
Like 40.
But we have a sound clip on there about drugs.
We do.
Drugs are good.
Drugs are bad.
There you go.
Except in this case.
Don't do drugs.
That's right. And in this case, they're good.
Unless you don't want to get the corona. You don't want to die from the corona. Smoke some weed. Oh, anyway.
Not surprised.
Yeah, but anyway, that's one of the more happy COVID stories.
Is that what I tell the cop when I get pulled over?
Yeah. Yep.
Just trying to
prevent COVID.
Show him the article.
I'm trying to stay alive, man.
I'm doing my part, but
officer. Just trying to stay alive, officer. Just trying to stay alive. I got children. I got to take my children to college.
I can't do that if I'm dead.
So anyway, we think the lockdowns are a bad thing. And suddenly the WHO says, no, they're not. Of course, they're saying that now so they can blame Trump for locking down America. Although, you know, it was a little different in March than it is now.
But you have other countries that are, and I saw just articles over the weekend. There's other countries that there's cities locking down all over.
Other countries are still going full Gavin Newsom.
Right.
For those of you in Rio Linda who should know, that's your governor, California. But Israel's locked down. 0.6 miles is all you're allowed to travel from your home. That's 1 kilometer. Okay. And there's an Israeli couple that stacked up multiple fines after breaking coronavirus regulations last weekend. They were stopped by police while taking a stroll along the shorefront without masks in the coastal town of Rishon LeZion. City security workers said they refused to put on masks after being instructed to. They also told the security officers that they were within the permitted 1 kilometer distance from their home. But a quick background check revealed that they did not, in fact, live together, and both their homes were far beyond the permitted limit. So the cops went back to them about the mass, and they found them in a shuttered beachside restaurant.
And I can only imagine what they were doing.
They were having sex on one of the tables without the mass. Still didn't have the mass on.
Spreading COVID.
Security officers were called to the scene quickly, recognized them as the same couple that had been fined earlier in the evening. They were slapped with more fines. Well, they were doing some slapping of their own when the cops found them.
Yes, they were.
They were fine with it.
They were fine with it. The rules of the countrywide lockdown, which went into effect before Rosh Hashanah, that was a month ago, stipulated that the beaches are off limits except for exercise. And they're saying sexual relations are not considered exercise under the virus guidelines.
Unless you do it right.
There's a guideline that needs changed.
They got masks on. I see nothing wrong with it.
That's true. They should only have been fined for the mask, not for the slap and tickle.
Not at all.
But I like the fact they're still rebels. There's rebels out there. Israeli couple caught violating lockdown while having sex on the beach.
It's okay, so let's ask both of you. If you lived in Israel and you could only go 6/10 of a mile, because you guys did the conversion for me and the pre-show, because I don't know kilometers. Yes. If you could only go 6/10 of a mile from your house, could you survive without being able to? I mean, we obviously can order whatever we want. At least I can get everything delivered to my house.
Right. Here.
But if you couldn't order anything, would you be able to survive only being able to go 6/10 of a mile from your house?
No.
Okay. CB.
No, because we couldn't get to a food store.
It takes me 1.8, 1.9 miles just to get out of the development.
That's true. Yeah, you got to get through all the old people's, yeah.
What old people's?
Old people. Yeah, there's some of those gated old people, gated communities with the old people.
Well, it's not an old person gated community. It's a bunch
yours
of
is, yeah, yours
it's a
isn't
huge development big. With like 30.
Yours isn't as bad as some of the other old people gated.
There's like 30 developments in Seven Oaks, and I think like 25 of them are gated. So, where you get the cheap houses. It's the ones that ain't.
What do people in Israel do to go to the store?
Well, they mostly live in towns and stuff, and there are markets nearby.
0.6 of a mile?
Most of the places, yeah. I have friends and acquaintances and former relatives that have been to Israel many times, and it's basically like living in New York everywhere. Now, if you're a farmer or somebody and you live out in the boonies, there's got to be some kind of exemption for that.
Well, are there already
the vast majority of their population is okay, I'm sure.
That's interesting. See, I would have thought more along the lines of CB. Like, it was more like we are here in the United States. That not everywhere in Israel is like New York City. That you're going to have New York cities, and then you're going to have
Amazon
like
too. Don't live. They?
Who?
Well, Israel. Yeah, Amazon's everywhere.
Well, yeah, but not everybody has a credit card. Not everybody has a computer. Not everybody.
By the
has
way,
a
Amazon
cell phone.
Went up $200 a share yesterday. I love Amazon. What they do today? I'm looking.
Food.
Oh, only went up 70 cents today. So now we're only averaging $100 a day. That's all right. We can live with that. Netflix is way up, so I'm good there, too. We're good. Anyway.
It's not clear.
So we were talking about the COVID.
You can go more than 1 kilometer to get food.
To get food only. Okay, there you go.
Well, procurement of medicines, food, and essential products and services.
Okay.
Sex is essential.
That's you know, an essential service. A product or a service?
Service. It's an essential service.
And you, if you have to go essential to the Knesset, you can go there.
The fuck is that?
That's their legislature.
That's their government.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't mean to be ignorant.
Like it's Congress.
Yeah.
Congress in Israel is called the Knesset. That's okay.
So anyway, yes, if I'm going through the rules right now, yeah, we could easily live with the rules that they have in right. Israel.
All right.
So anyway, over the COVID thing, like we haven't taken enough shit from China. Now we got another adversary out there. A very big adversary.
Bigger than George Soros, too?
Bigger than Soros' ass. Jupiter.
The planet.
Yep. Jupiter's pissed.
Jupiter is flinging asteroids at Earth like a sniper. It's flinging dangerous comets and asteroids at Earth rather than acting as Earth's shields, a scientist revealed. A popular theory suggests that Jupiter acts like a giant protector of the solar system, sucking or deflecting dangerous debris with its tremendous mass. But more than a decade of research has revealed that Jupiter is actually throwing asteroids towards other planets. So it's just not us they're fucking with. They're screwing with Mars, Saturn,
Venus.
Yeah.
Saturn can take care of itself.
Don't mess with Venus, though.
Yeah, I got a problem with this whole theory. So for all these years, they've been assuming that it's been doing one thing.
Yes.
But then for 10 years, they've been assuming it's doing something else.
Well, they've been
now they've decided that this new thing that they've been studying for 10 years is doing something completely else. So this whole thing is just fucking stupid, in my opinion.
The astronomer said our simulations... Our simulations show that Jupiter is just as likely to send comets at Earth as deflect them away.
Which makes sense to me.
That makes sense to me, too. I don't see how there it can be.
The shield theory has been laid to rest.
Yeah.
Jupiter is a sniper.
Slim, the idea was that all the debris floating around the universe, Jupiter would either fling it off into space due to its gravitational attraction, or it would just suck it in to Jupiter and it would crash there and right. sort of act as a defensive shield from items coming in. No. Turns out that these gravitational slingshot effect might just throw it into the inner solar system.
It takes icy bodies in orbit beyond Jupiter and Neptune.
Yep.
It sends them flying into potentially Earth-threatening comets.
It just kills me. I'm not saying that the science is incorrect or either way is right or wrong. It just kills me that they.
Well, it does both.
They believe one thing for years and years and years and years, all the while studying another theory to disprove what they believe. To just
that's
all of a
science.
Sudden
that's
change
what you're
their.
To do with science.
That's what science is.
You got to keep questioning things.
But just overnight, we've changed.
That's why every time you hear a liberal say
it's
settled science, every time a liberal tells you it's settled science, that person is a moron. There is no settled science. Very few things. Gravity is settled. CB, you think so?
No, gravity is not settled because I have to now say gravity holds us on the planet. But there's still things that we probably don't know. I mean,
there's lots of things we don't know.
You actually made total sense when you
What's the deal with neutrinos?
What about neutrinos?
Well, there's like 60,000 neutrinos pass through your body every second. Do we bitch at the neutrinos? No. Because they leave us the fuck alone. They just go through us and go on their way.
Well, maybe they don't.
Oh, now you're so scared.
No, what if they?
I didn't do an animal story this week, so you couldn't scare me.
So instead, we'll whack you with neutrinos. The problem with any type of radiation like that is its effect on DNA, because it smashes into DNA molecules and can affect DNA.
Okay.
That could be a problem.
All right. Well, let's get to my favorite story of the week.
Okay. Sorry.
This happened in
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. No, it's New Orleans. Okay. NOLA. This happened in NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, this wasn't the only wild thing that happened in New Orleans. On Sunday, the Saints came back and beat the Chargers.
That was a good game.
Game they had no business winning, but they did. Well, this is the other big exciting thing that happened in New Orleans this month. It was 5 days ago. An altar at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church. It is a Catholic church. I was wrong about that. Was used for sex.
Sweet.
By a priest with two dominatrix women.
Well, at least they were women. That's good. Yeah. Were they of age?
It actually happened on September 30th, but this.
You said women, not children, correct?
No.
Women.
Yeah, yeah. One was 41. One was 20.
I see nothing wrong with this so far.
Somebody thought that the lights were on a little later than usual, so they went and took a closer look. This is why you need stained glass. People wouldn't see this shit.
Right. People need to
mind
their own fucking
business.
Peering
inside, the liquor saw the small parish's pastor half naked having sex with two women on the altar. According to court documents, the women were dressed in corsets and high-heeled boots. There were sex toys and stage lighting and a mobile phone and a separate camera mounted on tripods recording it all.
All right.
Eyewitnesses took an additional video for their own personal use, I assume.
Called
the Pearl River police, who arrived at the church, viewed the recording. Then they arrested Reverend Travis Clark, pastor of St. Peter's and Paul.
Well, ex-pastor.
He knows about Peter's anyway.
Yeah.
Arrested on obscenity charges. The Archdiocese of New Orleans announced the priest's arrest, but would not give specifics.
He was in a...
That's what we're for.
So I have specifics from the Archbishop, though. Yeah, I've been on this story all week, man. I got three separate stories on this. The Archbishop of New Orleans called the report of the alleged sex act between a priest and two women inside a church demonic. And then he ordered
the
altar.
He wasn't in on it.
He ordered the altar removed from the church and burned.
That's the best part of the story. Could they just like sprinkle some holy water on it?
I don't know if that counteracts pussy juice. I'm not sure.
I mean, come on. Our president got a blowjob in the freaking Oval Office. We didn't burn that shit down. And
yeah, but I guarantee you that the carpet was replaced.
It may or may not have been.
The dress wasn't.
And Bush brought back the Resolute desk because he didn't want any desk that interns were hiding under.
This is true. I don't understand why is this.
You remember the original Police Academy movie?
I do. Yes. Those were funnier.
The podium at the end.
Yeah, he was getting the blowjob at the end of the podium. I remember that. Yep.
I every time I see these presidential debates, that's what I think of.
Well, when Clinton was doing the debates, I believe it.
Probably was.
A Louisiana lawyer representing the two women linked to the alleged threesome. How's it alleged? Yeah, it's filmed three different friggin' ways. Calls their arrest appalling. Here's a quote from the lawyer. The fact that this involved a priest or took place in a church is completely irrelevant. Attorney Bradley Phillips told the New Orleans Advocate their paper.
I agree.
He represents the two women, Mindy Dixon, 41, and Melissa Chang, 23.
Dixon.
Who were accused of having sex with Reverend Travis Clark, 37.
Accused of it.
Northwest of NOLA. I understand that people may be upset by the situation, but this doesn't make this conduct legal or criminal in any way. So there's a lawyer sticking up for him. All three were arrested on obscenity charges for having sex within view of the public because the altar can be seen through the windows and glass doors.
There you go. Stained glass, like you said.
Plus they had the stage lighting up.
Yeah, when you got bright lights up, it's probably
that's
a little
kind of
easier.
That's kind of a giveaway.
Probably on Facebook Live if you looked hard enough.
So the most interesting part of this whole story, my favorite part of this whole story, is the article that came out yesterday. The younger one, Ms. Chang, is so shaken that she was caught filming an S&M porn video with a priest at a church. She's suffering nightmares and panic attacks after the arrest.
Oh, poor thing.
Yes.
What can we do to help?
Well, we got six GoFundMes already going.
Yeah, that is one of the ways she helped. Now, but the way she got to it is interesting. She claims the incident has taken a significant toll on her mental and physical health after she's locked up and vilified. The witness reported seeing her having sex with Clark, who was half naked with filming equipment set up. Responding to supporters on her OnlyFans account, Melissa said, "My privacy gets violated. I get in trouble."
Wait a minute. On her OnlyFans account that you use strictly for pornographic reasons only. She
gets paid. Yes.
It's where she gets paid. I mean, so you know, you can't
OnlyFans account. What is that? A Facebook account?
Porno people have an OnlyFans thing where you pay them extra and they get you get.
It's a social media network, and you can go on to it.
But it's not Facebook.
No, it's another social media network. But okay. you can't do what she's doing, getting paid for it, and then turn around and get caught doing the same thing, and then be like, "Oh my God, that's you know."
But she really has a good point here. She said, "Maybe people shouldn't snoop in windows and then complain about what they see, especially
all
at night.
That." I agree.
Here's a direct quote. "I'm so shaken up. I keep having nightmares, panic attacks, and literally can't work on anything. I feel overwhelmed with anxiety from this ordeal."
That's
so in the bio page of her GoFundMe account she just set up, she gave a detailed account of the trauma she is suffering, telling supporters, "The fact I'm being vilified like this is quite frankly appalling."
And how much is she up to on her GoFundMe page already?
I don't know, but when she works, She believes she's an empowered woman, a dominatrix, and a believer in safe, sane, consensual, and private bondage, discipline, and sadomasochistic practices.
Good for her.
And that should all in itself say that there's no reason this girl should be having nightmares and tremors over the fact that somebody saw her having sex on an altar with a priest.
That they saw her or that she was arrested?
Well, I don't know. But
she says it's she was saying it's because someone saw her. That was what she said, at least.
She's known in the BDSM community as Empress Ming, and she charges $350 for an hour, $700 for 2 hours, and $10.50 for 3 hours.
Wait a minute. You don't get a quantity discount?
There's no quantity discount. She's $350 times three for three.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for her anymore.
But the poor girl, I do. She has to ask fans for money.
No, I'm sorry. If you get $350 for an hour, 2 hours should be six and a quarter.
She has to take time off of work.
If she's making that kind of money, she doesn't need to work.
Well, here you go.
She needs to work. Here's the part
you really like, Slim. She tweeted after her fundraiser was blocked. GoFundMe may have marginalized me as a sex worker or something of that nature, as my GoFundMe is currently under review and unable to withdraw funds. It made me feel less than human, less than deserving of help and support when I need it the most.
Yeah, I agree with her.
She's got a nice figure and stuff, but she's not really pretty. $350 for that? Ooh.
Well, how many women are into that?
Oh, probably a lot.
I don't know. I
mean, how many women are out there getting $350, you know, charge of this? I mean, hell.
Well, I don't not that know. Many. I'm not into that shit.
Inquiring minds want to know.
But I feel bad for them. Cut out her GoFundMe.
That sounds like a job for Google.
How's she going to take a couple weeks off from her $3,000 or $4,000 job?
Women dominatrix.
So she's complaining that she can't do
the U.S.
So she's complaining that she can't do a GoFundMe because they're saying that they're labeling her as a sex worker. Okay. Well, hey,
what else would you call somebody who charges $350 an hour for sex?
Yeah, I mean, she got caught. Worker. She got caught having sex. She's put that in her GoFundMe. She's, you know, explained that what she is. I mean, she's a sex worker. There's no way that her GoFundMe should be allowed. I'm sorry. Bye.
Oh, here we go. What do you got? You could take a class in being a dominatrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should sign CB up for one.
Well, maybe that's why she had
a dominatrix.
Maybe that's why she had to charge so much. She had to pay off her student loans.
That could be.
Maybe. You can be anything you want to be.
That's a good point.
There's 34 genders or something like that. You can be anything you want. Nothing to hold you back.
I thought there's 52.
They've got a waiting list to get in.
Do they really?
Yeah.
How many men want to get whipped and humiliated? That's just
lots of them.
That is just sick.
Lots of them, and they're willing to pay a lot for it, obviously.
What was the movie that came out a few years back that was the big hit movie there where...
50 Shades of Grey.
There you go. And then they've had
The man was the dominant.
Right, correct, correct. It was the opposite way, but that's what...
Eating Raoul was the other way around, was a woman dominatrix.
Eating Raoul. I bet she ate Raoul.
Well, what I'm curious to know is how come CB knows about all these things?
Because I just looked it up on Google. Yeah. I Googled how many women dominatrixes are there in the U.S., but I didn't get any answer.
That was a quick comeback. I'll give you that one.
Wait till you see what your Facebook sponsored ads are going to look like for the next week.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
My little Google device just talked to me.
Yeah, you know, it kills me I play a spades game on my computer, and everything I look
that
up on Google, I get ads for on my spades game.
Yeah, CB's going to be getting some bondage sponsored ads on Facebook.
Yeah, I should look up like nubile young sex workers, and maybe I'll get some better ads. I don't know, because I'm really, you know, what I want an ad for is something I already friggin' bought on Amazon. Go away.
I hate that.
Well, they're out of Yumberry, my Sobe water that I like. So I was looking up Buy, which is another water-based drink that I like a lot. And they have Clementine, which is really good. They have their strawberry lemonade is really good. And they have this new one called Bing Cherry that I like. So I'm ordering a case of each of these things off of Amazon to get me through my Sobe withdrawal. And I'm looking at fucking ads for buy drinks all the time. B-A-I, not the other kind, you perverts.
These are drinks that go both ways.
Yeah, I just thought I'd get that in there.
I'm not sure what that means.
Anyway, you know, these health nuts out there, they make me crazy. And one of them became our stupid criminal of the week.
Florida.
And of course, he's from
Florida.
Florida. Yeah, I was talking to a lady today who was the boss of the company that just sealed my driveway. And she noted that we have way more than our share of crazy people. I said, yeah, I said my stupid criminal of the week is like from Florida at least 50% of the time, right?
Oh, at least.
It's only one out of 50 states. It's the third biggest state, but I mean, Jesus God. We got more nuts here. Lactose intolerance is the name of this article. Florida man accused of slashing cousin in argument over almond milk. Yes, that is the headline. I swear to God. According to Lehigh Acres, Florida police, you have to be really careful if Justin Garcia, age 30, asks if you got milk. Garcia is accused of slashing his cousin in an argument on the merits of almond milk versus whole milk. According to police, they went to the home in response to a disturbance call. The cousin said he and Garcia engaged in a verbal argument about what milk is better, almond milk or whole milk. The dispute became physical when Garcia became enraged at the victim for disagreeing with him. Garcia punched his cousin in the forehead, prompting the victim to strike Garcia in the shoulder. Garcia then Garcia then pulled out a pocket knife with a 3-inch blade, chased his cousin around until he slashed him on the left side. The cuts described as laceration, not life-threatening. An uncle pulled Garcia away until police arrived. Garcia claimed the victim thinks he's better than the whole family. However, the whole milk, not the whole family, triggered this response. Garcia wanted his almond milk, man. His cousin argued with him.
Sad.
And he's charged with aggravated battery, and he already has a criminal record, so that could be an aggravating factor in sentencing with the defendant, reportedly having a probation violation and a prior weapons charge.
Milk, they take milk really seriously, don't they?
They do. And then for some reason, Jonathan Turley, I got this from, I get his newsletter every day, the lawyer guy. For the record, the Trump administration has cracked down the use of the word milk to reference any other products that come from animals that lactate. A Morning Consult Politico poll found that 46% of U.S. adults say the label milk should not be used to describe non-dairy beverages, like the almond milk. I mean, come on, guys. Have you ever been to almond? How much milk's inside of one?
You ever try to milk one?
Yeah. There ain't no teats on an almond.
But that meme is funnier than shit, and I laugh every time I see it.
Milk is now fighting
words. I'd be one pint at or what? Forget it.
Yeah, that's all right. So, let's wrap up tonight with our Joe Plug Biden is a moron segment. We have proof, not just the thing about the black woman stocking his shelves. We got a little start to his speech from last week, just showing you what an AC is, even with a monitor. Slim, you want to play that?
Yeah, here you go.
210,000 people have died. If you put this mask on between now and January, you'll save 100. He said, it's more important than a virus, than a vaccine. You know, people have had COVID. I hope you, I'd be wonderful you didn't, and I learned how to fight. I got a nickname. They call me Shoe Leather. I was little, but they could beat me up, but I hurt them in the process.
What the fuck was that? I mean,
was that the next president of the United States.
Was that stitched together or is that one stream of consciousness?
That was
a stream of consciousness. And the thing is, he couldn't get through a full sentence in any part of that.
No.
He couldn't even do a sentence.
That was a gigantic mess. That was like five different thoughts put together in 15 seconds that we have no idea what any one of those thoughts actually were.
He tried to say everything at once.
This is when he was in Miami. This was after his little episode in Little Haiti. You have the clip where what he said to the girls.
Oh, I can get it in a second. No, because it's not. Oh, maybe. Give me a second.
All right. It's worth waiting for. It's our show. We can do whatever the hell we want.
If it's clipped at that spot, I don't know if it is.
Go ahead.
No, it starts at the beginning.
Oh, no, you don't have a clip. No, okay. Yeah, I don't have a clip. Well, basically, he was in Little Haiti, and there was some young teenage. Well, it was like, what was that Netflix show that they got in trouble for?
Cuties.
Yeah, basically, he had his own little band of cuties dancing over the side. And he turns to them and says, "And I hope you're here when I come back in 4 years when you're a little older." I'm like,
all right.
What a sick fucking bastard you are.
Yeah.
Good news is, for me, I'm here. The bad news for you is, I'm coming back. And I want to see these beautiful young ladies. I want to see them dancing when they're 4 years older, too.
So, yeah, because then I'm allowed to get a boner. So
thank you.
They'll be of age. I can get wood. Right now, my wood is illegal. I think as old as he is, I doubt he gets wood.
I think that's the clip that actually got me in trouble on TikTok.
Is
to
it?
Be honest. Yeah, because that's about the time I got my shadow.
You know, you notice Jill Biden's gotten really cranky lately, so I'm pretty sure she ain't getting any.
He's probably asleep. He gets.
Well,
unless
she
it happens before
somebody,
9 a.m.
She said, "It's not nice for you to make fun of Joe. He's had two strokes." And Joe's like, "We weren't supposed to tell him that, were we?" Yes, Joe, we already knew. It's okay. Then we've got a story on top of this. Biden says voters don't deserve to know his stance on packing the Supreme Court. That's all that anybody's going to talk about from now till November 3rd. And this butthead's, he came out yesterday and said that Amy Coney Barrett getting confirmation is unconstitutional. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's entirely constitutional. Do we want a president who doesn't have a fucking clue what's in the Constitution?
No, but can I ask a question about this whole thing? Because I want to know one thing. Have we ever been this far in an election process with a Supreme Court nomination lingering? Okay. I
not for a while, but yes. 18 of 21 that have been nominated during the election cycle have been confirmed. When the Senate holds the Senate is the same party as the president.
Well, I don't mean in an election
when the Senate
cycle,
is an opposite party of the president, none have been confirmed.
But I don't necessarily mean in an election year. I mean, I'm talking this far into the election where
you mean we're 7 or 8 days before the election.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point,
maybe
we're
not.
20...
This might be the latest or closest to an election.
And I think that's where the Democrats are going to get their win. I think that's where
out of this.
The problem with the whole thing is the 17 Republican senators that said in 20 at the last election that there was no way, no matter if we had the presidency or not, that a Supreme Court justice should be nominated and confirmed this close to an election.
Yep. That
and
is correct.
All of them were running for re-election. Fuck them.
Yeah. Well, but Lindsey Graham is in deep shit.
Nah,
he's probably going to lose.
He won't lose.
I would not be surprised. His entire first question was a speech about Obamacare. There was no question in there.
I know.
The guy is running scared. And he's getting outspent. What is it, 4-1?
Yeah, but where's the money coming from? The money ain't coming from
Doesn't matter where the money's coming from. He's toast. His own money
people,
is coming in from outside
vote.
The state.
They
his
can't
own
vote.
Money. His own money is coming from out of state.
Look,
so,
we have very few gay Republicans. So we need to protect Lindsey.
No, the man's a fucking liar and an asshole, and he deserves to go.
Well, he
is. He said unequivocally, and come back and tell me if I do this, that there's no way, even with a Republican president, that we should be nominating a Supreme Court justice. He said that. There's video clips of that all over the place. He's a lying fucking asshole. Yep.
And there's video clips of every Democrat in the Senate saying,
I don't give a shit. Then they should all go.
They should vote. You know, it's politics. I don't worry about shit like that.
It's
important in the big scheme of things
that they say who's running they should go.
But time out. Mm. You said that's politics, and I don't worry about that shit.
I don't worry about that problem. Both sides do it. I don't care.
But you're right. But here's the problem. The problem with that is too many people take that same stance and say, "Oh, it's just politics. I don't care." And that's
so it
why
doesn't
we.
Matter
that's
what they say. They can lie about anything.
And
that
that's why
to,
this all happens.
They all do
because nobody cares, and that's why they get away with it.
They all do.
We have the corruptness that we have.
Republicans never get away with it. Democrats always get away with it.
And well, you just said Lindsey Graham's going to get away with it.
And that's
well,
a Republican.
That's because he's in South Carolina. South Carolina.
But it doesn't.
So he is going to get away with it. He either is or he isn't.
He's gay. Leave him alone.
No.
You're right.
He gets held to the same standard that everybody else does.
He can marry who he wants to, damn it.
I don't give a shit. He gets held to the same standard everybody else does. And he's a lying fucking asshole, and he deserves to go. He's the worst of the bunch.
Mazie Hirono will never get... Mazie Hirono will never lose an election in Hawaii. And she asked Amy Coney Barrett today if she ever raped anybody. I mean, come on. At least Lindsey Graham might be a two-phase on shit, which obviously he is.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have to.
But he was great in the Kavanaugh hearing. And, you know, Mazie Hirono makes what's her name from Texas? The one with the hat. She makes her look smart. I mean, Mazie Hirono, did you ever force sex on anyone? She just to a Catholic woman with seven kids.
Okay, it's a stupid question.
She's a sick fuck. They're all sick fucks.
But that has nothing to do with Lindsey Graham being a horrible. I mean,
no, I know there's Republican
being a lying asshole. She didn't lie. She just asked a stupid question.
I've told you this before. The senator from Pennsylvania, what was his name? Santorum. Okay. Santorum came within a whisker of having a chance at the nomination. He actually won Iowa, but there was a vote discrepancy and they didn't know he won Iowa until like 6 weeks later. His momentum was gone. He lost fundraising, that kind of thing. Rick Santorum on political positions, I agree with him on about maybe 85-90%, which is pretty good. Okay, he's a little too far right on some shit, but that's okay. Rick Santorum in person is the biggest asshole I've ever met in my life in Washington. Well, no, I can't say that because I met Chuck Schumer. He's the second biggest asshole I've ever met in my life in my days of lobbying. All right. And he's a Republican. I wouldn't vote for Rick Santorum. I lived in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't vote for him. I just skipped the Senate race. I wasn't going to vote for a Democrat, but I just skipped the race. There's assholes on all sides. What matters in this election is Trump. Trump is pro-American. Republicans are pussies. They wave the white flag. Democrats are friggin' Antifa, George Soros, butt boys, and they'll screw up the country.
Well, you know what else matters?
All we got standing between us and chaos is a Republican majority in the Senate and Donald Trump.
Which isn't going to happen. They're not going to win this. I would not be surprised to see the Democrats sweep all three. The Republicans are running scared. Well, the Republicans are running scared.
Yes, I know, but that's if you look at
there's only one reason to force that Supreme Court nomination through now.
Casey Lou.
Because they know they're not going to have the presidency and they know they're not going to have the Senate.
Well, if they I looked at Senate races. You're saying you're looking at polls. I looked at Senate races and there's definitely a Republican pickup in Alabama. McSally is probably toast in Arizona. That's an even swap. Nevada looks like he's going to hang on. I don't know where Democrats pick up the other seats. I really don't. North Carolina is not, they're not going to pick up North Carolina. Oh, yeah, Maine. Okay, there you pick up one in Maine. But they're not going to pick up North Carolina, and if they don't pick up Nevada, they're not going to get the majority. North Carolina, the Democrat, got caught in his second sex scandal in, you know, 6 months.
Which doesn't seem to matter in politics anymore.
And the guy in Nevada, the guy in Nevada, is really close. It's within a point or two inside the margin of error, and he's Hispanic, and they're not gonna throw out a Hispanic guy for a wimpy liberal in Nevada.
No, but listen though. The thing is at the end of the day, come the end of election night, which we won't have a winner on election night for president.
51-49.
But regardless of it, at the end of the night, still in the next 4 years, nothing is going to get accomplished. It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to get accomplished.
Even if the Democrats take the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they will do what they want to do.
And we're all screwed.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, this is what politics is nowadays. As long as you have 50% plus one vote, you do whatever the hell it is you want. You don't bother even trying to compromise.
Yeah, but
the other
packing
side. And this goes for both sides.
I can play you Biden's speech about how horrible packing the Supreme Court is.
So what?
And you know what?
You just told me 5 minutes ago do lying's fine.
I want to make a point.
He was bitching about Roosevelt, another Democrat.
Who cares?
Well, and here's something.
They lie all the time. It doesn't matter. They can just do what they want.
But CB and
he
both
doesn't want it.
CB, this is where I'm going to try to help you with this.
You don't have to help me.
I'm so glad that there's years and all these speeches that all these politicians have given over the years. I mean, they're all recorded. And you don't think right now that there's not tons of people on both sides going through archives and archives and archives and archives looking for for Trump and Biden to have said the wrong thing just so that they can take it out of context and throw it up as a blurb.
You've already heard everything Trump said.
But there's more. I mean, there's everything that these
men.
There's always more, and that's they don't realize that everything that they're trying to say now, somebody's going to find something from yesteryear that's going to negate what they're saying now because they flip flopped. I mean, especially the politicians that have been in there for 4 years, like Nancy, Pelosi. She's flip flopped 400 times in every single issue. So you're always going to be able to find footage that says, I said this or I said that, and that's what these guys are doing.
But the Democrats who used to be liberals that are now calling themselves progressives because they're scared of the far left. The far left is 20% of the Democratic Party, which means they're 10% of the country. And they're going to be running every goddamn thing. That's what scares the shit out of me. And if you guys aren't scared, let it happen. Let the stock market go to hell.
No, I'm scared.
And then one of you needs to get an extra bedroom ready because I'm going to have to move in with you.
No, but I'm scared. I'm scared. And this is what I'm the most scared about. And I want both of you to tell me what the actual chance that this is what could actually happen. Is there a chance come January 20th that we do actually get Nancy Pelosi for a temporary period of time as acting president of the United
States? Absolutely not.
You don't think it happens at all? There's no chance that we get.
No. Yeah. An election can't get more fucked up than the Bush-Gore one. And they got that done by Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
It would not surprise me because with all the mail-in ballots that they're going to have this year, and I said I think this before. As of Tuesday night, Trump will be in the lead. Biden will be winning. Trump will be in the lead. Biden will be losing. The mail-in ballots will start to come in. They'll start to be counted. Biden will start to pick up votes. He'll start to take electoral votes. Trump will go to court to stop the counting of the ballots.
Well, there's another reason.
He's already said if he loses, he's not leaving. He's already said that. There's a more important reason
Nancy can't be president, which was the question that was asked.
Not more important.
And that is the Electoral College. Can't. The Electoral College has to vote on December 6th.
Unless they're not seated.
If you don't know who the electors are,
you can't send them.
I agree with CB.
I think America's fed up with all the bullshit on TV and everything. And I think Trump wins more electoral votes than he had last time.
Is it played out by January 20th? And I don't think it is. And that's where I think we're in the big problem.
If Trump is that far ahead on election day, it will be played out because his lawyers are better than their lawyers.
That is definitely true. I'll give you that. But let's talk on a lighter side, because we have an amazing story. I don't know all of the
If you guys have, there's a TikTok video with this guy called Ugly Eddie or something like that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
he's a Hispanic dude.
Ugly Eddie.
And he shaves the back of his hair in the back so he can have Indian feathers hanging there, like he's wearing two Indian feathers, like he's a Comanche brave or something. And the dude is on a skateboard getting pulled along a road by a car. We can't see the car in the video. You just see him moving. Yeah. And he's drinking Ocean Spray cranberry juice out of the big bottle, the half-gallon bottle. And they're playing the Fleetwood Mac song Dreams from 1977. And he lip syncs a little bit of this. This thing got 22 million views on TikTok.
Oh yeah, this was the viral sensation over the
weekend. It went insane.
Yeah, TikTok made huge commercials already for this. It's awesome.
Here's how big this video was. Dreams from 1977 is the number one downloaded song in the country for the last month. Fleetwood Mac has a number one hit. Here's how big it is. Mick Fleetwood, who's about, 104 years old now?
At least.
Yeah, Mick Fleetwood recreated the video. Okay.
Did he colorize it?
Who's the fat guy who does the Fox show on Sunday? The fat black guy. The host, the only one who wasn't a football player. I forget what his name is. Whatever his name is.
He's talking about the Fox NFL Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder what the hell you were talking about.
You know what his
I
name is?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows his name. Everyone knows Howie and Bradshaw and the coach Jimmy Johnson and the big fat black guy. Yeah, and the big fat black guy. But the big fat black guy in a promo for NFL Sunday on Fox recreated the video. He was drinking cranberry juice, getting pulled along in front of the camera across their little football field they have in their studio. Yep. Okay. The announcers at the games, because this is a cutaway, advertising the halftime show is what it was. The announcers at the game had no clue what the hell he was doing. They didn't know anything about TikTok, obviously. But this is huge. Freaking huge. This guy, and he calls himself ugly something for a name because he's not a handsome man.
But truth in advertising.
But TikTok pays, right, Slim?
Never make it as a politician.
TikTok pays. I'm trying to pull this up real quick if I can.
I wonder how much this guy made off of.
That's what I'm trying to get you right now. All right, so per 1,000 views, he got 90 cents. No, hold on. He gets $450 per 500,000 views. Ish is one article I'm reading right now in the new program. So, 450. They had 22 million. So
$20,000.
Yeah, pretty much. That was if he was in the creator program, which he may or may not have been. And that's give or take. But I mean, there is people literally, and this is no lie. There's people that are making anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 for one single post on TikTok.
Yeah, I saw somebody made $400,000 on TikTok.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Well, the thing is, here's the thing. That person,
or is that Instagram? I don't know.
Well, either way, the thing with TikTok is you have that opportunity to make that every time you put up a video, unless you're me, because TikTok is shadow banned me and they're a bunch of assholes and I'm really pissed. But when you post a video,
free slip,
you go on to what's called the For You page, yeah, which is what this guy did. He posted this video not knowing that, you know, he was going to go on the For You page, and it started to build engagement. And as it built engagement, more and more people saw it because that's how these algorithms work.
Right.
And it blew up into a huge sensation. So every time he posts, he's got a chance to make another $20,000, $30,000. And as his base followers, you know, he's got like 2 million followers. So now he's going to get 200,000 or 300,000 views every time he puts up a video. This guy now has a small fortune rolling in every single day.
He at least has an income.
A huge income. A huge.
He can afford some gin to put in his juice.
He can afford some gin to put in his juice. But yeah, TikTok.
I think our slogan should be free DJ Slim. No
please,
DJ Slim, no
please, TikTok,
beats.
Please, come on. I did nothing.
They think you're a conservative. What happened? Our sound went.
Did we lose our sound?
We lost our sound.
No, we didn't.
That's okay. We're going to end with...
It's still live. No, it's still live.
We're going to end with pleasant sounds.
All right, good night.
From
fine.
Fleetwood Mac, because what the hell?
All right.
You